Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, Twittering, Instagram, and I think, maybe not most importantly, but certainly of note, youtube.com/EricTenkar, that's EricTenkar. Every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, myself and Bad Mike from North Texas RPG Con, otherwise known by his birth name, Mike Battalotto, we do a live stream where we talk crit, where we talk about the industry of gaming, try to drill down to the events that go on that affect the OSR. We often have special guests from within the industry. And we are going to be doing a series of Talking Crit live streams during TotalCon this year. So we're going to try to lock down some special guests. TotalCon will be in February of 2021. And we'll be doing live streams Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Probably 8 o'clock for each one, but we'll let you know if there's any changes in that. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, today I broke out my Into the Borderlands, a 5th edition of conversion of and classic homage of B1 and B2, but includes the original B1 B2. And just like when I read and look at, you know, the Player's Handbook for 1E and the DMG from 1E and the Monster Manual for 1E, I like to pull little bits out of these books. And I know I'm going to be told, well, you're taking it out of context. No, I'm taking it in context. The context is often flavored by the time it was written in. So, on page 6 of B1, In Search of the Unknown, using this module with Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. I find this following two paragraphs very interesting. Although this module is specifically designed for use with basic D&D, experienced players will have no difficulty in using this package with the rules for advanced D&D. Dungeon masters who wish to employ the module with AD&D will have no problem utilizing the two level maps and the descriptive copy to form the basic outline. In a similar manner, by the way, they said there was no difficulty in using this with AD&D, but follow along. In a similar manner, the legend table will be used as described. The DM, however, can disregard the various lists of monsters, treasures, and non-player characters and make appropriate substitutions using the greater and more challenging ideas of his own, which will match the greater experience of his AD&D players. Likewise, more formidable and deadly tricks and traps will be called for in order to fully challenge the mettle of the more sophisticated players. So, I'd like to touch upon those two paragraphs, especially that second paragraph, because I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't play basic D&D. I didn't play White Box back in the day. I got introduced with AD&D, 1E. And I was not tempted to buy basic until I found it in a bargain bin, the box set for $5 with just the corner cut out because these were returns. And I bought it not for the rule book, which I thought was going to be childish. I bought it for the fucking waxy dice, because even at that point, dice were important, right? Because you couldn't always get dice. Dice were your life's blood. That being said, I had no trouble using D&D Adventures for basic, like B1 or B2, as is using AD&D. But the way that is written, your AD&D players are more sophisticated. They need greater challenges than what's in here. Don't use it. It's the same fucking monsters, right? First level characters. You're fighting the same shit that you're going to play fighting D&D as you do in AD&D. Now, is it marketing? Of course it was marketing. It's a whole big marketing ploy, but at the same part, they're like, we want to encourage AD&D players to still buy D&D basic products because we know you can use it, but you can use it, but just strip out all the crunch because your players are too fit. Take the NPCs and redesign them, right? You can't even, what, can't even keep the character name, right? No, you gotta just take the maps. If all you can take from this is the fucking maps and all you needed was to, you know, take the cover of the adventure and throw away the meat and potatoes, right? That's what Gary is saying with it. Now, the truth is something different. But that arrogance that AD&D players were somehow more sophisticated, more mature, we believe that shit. And stuff like this didn't help us. It probably hindered us in the long run. Because I'll be honest with you, I probably would have enjoyed the looser feel of basic expert D&D. And once we got to Beckme was its own fucking game that was at least as complicated. What the hell? Settle there. As at least as complicated as AD&D 1E was. So, I know there are people that go, oh, well, you know, that divide between D&D, basic, you know, the basic expert players and the advanced players, you know, that was all like that was a social divide. It really wasn't built into the rules. No, it's built into the fucking products. If you are an AD&D player, you're more sophisticated. And you're buying hardcover books, right? And we're going to get more of your money. And we'd like to get your money for D&D stuff too, the basic stuff. We just want to make sure that you understand that, you know, you're getting the children's tier here, whereas advanced is for the adults. And you know, I believed that shit until I was in my 20s. And then I found the Rules Cyclopedia, and I was like, this has some pretty damn good stuff in it. And I like the way they handle some of the classes, and I like the way they handle proficiencies, and I like the My Star setting. And I was like, well, how did I miss out on all this shit? And I missed out on it because of crap like that. Now, does that mean that Gary was wrong? No. But there's an elitism in that paragraph that a lot of us took to heart because we were young and impressionable, and I really regret that. And I wish that the divide hadn't been made so strong. And then, again, people argue, well, AD&D, no, AD&D wasn't meant to be rigid. AD&D was definitely meant to be rigid. It was meant to give one unified rule set for convention play. That's what it was written for. One rule set to rule them all. Right, and in the darkness bind them, right? Kind of. Again, AD&D 1E is my first love. I'm not saying anything bad about it. But this false narrative that AD&D is for sophisticated players was just a bad one to put out. And I understand there's a marketing need to do so. But yeah, in retrospect, I never ran B1. I ran B2 in my 20s. I thought gaming, I was like, I don't know, 12, 13. But in my 20s, I ran B2, and I ran it with AD&D. Probably second edition at that point. Because by then, I realized that the false wall between the two editions was just that. You know, you fixed your AC by 1 point and everything else pretty much lines up pretty evenly. And we see that with the retro cones, right? We go up and say, well, Whether you're playing Labyrinth Lord or Swords and Wizardry or Osric or Axe or one of the myriad other ones, we're all playing OSR games. We're all playing stuff that is 95 to 99% compatible. And what isn't compatible, we can convert on the fly, which is what we did with the D&D adventures that we came across. So, just an observation. We are still in the midst of the world of the pandemic. Just to bring that to home, my niece turns 10 tomorrow, and we went out to exchange gifts with Shannon, my parents, and I. Rich was yogifying. And got to my sister's house. It was a good, nice day. It was about 60, 62 degrees. Just had four chairs out, spread out about a good dozen feet between two sets of chairs. And Shannon and my sister and my brother-in-law were on the side by the house, and we were on the side by the street. And they stepped away. We could leave their gifts by their chairs. They stepped back. And yes, the world of COVID, because one of Shannon's classmates came down with COVID over the weekend, and they are closing the school through the new year. I don't care what your personal thoughts are on it. We all have our own. All I know is that common sense precautions are our best weapon against this. Okay, so use your common sense. Okay, I'm not a medical professional. I am not telling you what to do. If you need advice from a medical professional, seek it from somebody that you trust. Not the talking heads on TV, not these fucking people on YouTube, not somebody posting online. A real face-to-face medical professional that you trust with your life, right? You talk to them. On that note, be safe. Be well. God bless each and every one of you. Even those of you who don't believe or don't have a defined belief. At worst, my blessing has no effect. And if it's beneficial, I don't think that you'll turn it down. Right? So I think it works out well for us all. And anyway, roll your dice well, and God willing, I will talk with you all mañanas. Later, folks.